Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on building an FX chain blend breakdown with a DJ-friendly structure, designed for jungle and old-school drum and bass vibes. In this one, we're not just slapping effects on a loop and hoping it feels interesting. We're building a proper breakdown section that opens up, breathes, and then slams back into the drop with purpose. That means filtered drums, dubby echoes, roomy reverb, some tasteful saturation, and automation that feels musical rather than random. The big idea here is simple. A good jungle or DNB breakdown should create space for a DJ to mix, while still keeping the energy moving. So instead of making the track disappear, we'll blend from dry to processed in a controlled way. That's what gives you that classic old-school feeling, where the track feels like it's hollowing out, smearing into atmosphere, and then snapping back into the groove. First, think about your overall arrangement. In a DJ-friendly DNB track, you want clear phrasing. A common layout is intro, drop, breakdown, second drop, and outro. You might work in 16 or 32 bar sections, depending on the tune. For a classic jungle feel, keep the arrangement readable. Don't overcrowd every bar with fills. Leave room for transitions, because that space is what makes the DJ-friendly structure work. If your tempo is around 170 to 174 BPM, you're in the classic zone. If you want a slightly heavier roll, you can sit a little lower, but the key is that the arrangement should still feel fast and propulsive. Now let's build the foundation. Group your drum elements into a drum bus. That could be kick, break chops, hats, top loops, anything that makes up the rhythmic core. On that drum bus, start with a clean processing chain. A good starting point is EQ8, glue compressor, and then a bit of saturator. With EQ8, clean up the very low end. High pass below about 25 to 30 Hz, so you're not wasting headroom on subrumble. If the break gets harsh, make a small cut around 3 to 5 kHz. Then use glue compressor gently, just enough to make the drums feel glued together. You're not trying to crush them here. 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction is usually plenty. After that, use saturator with soft clip-on and a small amount of drive, maybe 1 to 3 dB. That adds density and a little bit of tape-like grime, which is very welcome in jungle and old-school DNB. Now for the fun part, the parallel FX layer. Create a return track or a separate auto track and call it Breakdown FX. On that track, build a chain with auto filter, saturator, echo, reverb, and utility. This is your atmospheric process in lane, and it's where the breakdown starts to come alive. Start with auto filter in low pass mode. Let it begin fairly open, then automate it to close down as the breakdown develops. That movement gives you the feeling that the track is opening and hollowing out. Add a little resonance if you want the sweep to feel more pronounced, but keep it under control so it doesn't whistle too much. Next comes saturator. Use it lightly to give the FX layer some character. A bit of dry can make the echoes and tails feel more vintage, more like a piece of old hardware being pushed. That's exactly the kind of texture that works in this style. Then use echo for the dub space. Set it to a musical delay time, like a quarter note or dotted eighth, and filter the repeats so they don't clutter the low end or get too bright. A jungle breakdown often sounds best when the delay is dark and tucked in, not shiny and obvious. Let the feedback rise only where you want that classic snare tail or little dub throw. After that, use reverb to give the section depth. Medium hall or large hall can work well, but keep the low end out of the reverb. High pass the return or use the low cut inside reverb itself. The whole point is to make the drums feel like they're moving into a space, not washing out the mix. A short pre-delay can help preserve some punch before the tail blooms. Finish with utility. This is a really underrated part of the chain. Use it to control overall gain. And more importantly, use width automation to make the breakdown feel bigger or narrower at the right moments. A wider breakdown can feel like the track opens up dramatically, while narrowing it again before the drop helps the impact hit harder. Now here's the key concept, blend. Don't switch. A lot of people overdo FX breakdowns by turning everything on at once. That usually sounds messy. Instead, automate a controlled move from dry to processed. You can do this with send automation, or you can build an audio effect rack with a dry chain and an FX chain and blend between them using macros. If you go the rack route, it's super effective. Put one chain with the clean drum sound and another chain with the FX processing. Then map the blend to a macro so you can automate the movement from one state to the other. You can also map filter sweep, echo throw, and space separately. That way you're performing the breakdown instead of just drawing random curves. A really nice way to think about the breakdown is in phrases. Don't automate every parameter constantly. Give each section a job. For example, The first two bars might focus on filter movement, then the next two bars can introduce delay throws. After that, widen the stereo image and let the reverb bloom. Then in the final bars, build tension toward the drop. That kind of contrast is what makes the arrangement feel intentional. If everything is moving all the time, nothing stands out. But if each section has a clear job, the listener feels the energy shifting in a way that makes sense. Let's map out a simple 8-bar breakdown idea. In bars 1 and 2, pull back the full drums or thin them out heavily. Let the previous section ring out, but start shaping the filter so the groove begins to lose some brightness. You want the listener to feel the track starting to open up. In bars 3 and 4, bring in filtered break chops and start featuring your dubby delay. This is where a snare echo throw can sound amazing. One hit goes into echo, and suddenly the tail becomes part of the rhythm. In bars 5 and 6, reduce the density even more. Add atmosphere, maybe a pad or a reverse element. Increase the width a little if you want the section to feel bigger and more cinematic. This is a great place for a reverse crash or a chopped ambience layer. In bars 7 and 8, build the tension. Maybe a snare roll, a chopped amen fill, or a tight pickup into the drop. At the same time, start pulling the reverb back and reducing delay feedback, so the drop doesn't get swallowed. Then give the final beat a clean handoff into the downbeat. That handoff matters a lot. In club music, especially jungle and DNB, the drop needs to feel like a return of pressure. So before the drop, automate the reverb down quickly, reduce the delay feedback, and bring the bass back with confidence. A short silence or a tape stop style moment right before the drop can make the impact feel much bigger. For extra old school flavor, try adding a beat repeat very lightly. Not all the time, just in a few moments, maybe on a break slice or a percussion hit. Keep it subtle. The goal is character, not chaos. You can also automate reverse cymbals, reverse amen slices, or vocal reverses to create that classic anticipation. Another pro move is to treat the FX return like a performance tool. Bring it in, feature it, then pull it away. Don't leave the echo and reverb sitting there the whole time. In jungle and old school DNB, the power often comes from contrast. The clean section makes the washed section feel huge, and the washed section makes the drop feel hard. Keep the low end under control throughout. That's one of the biggest mistakes people make. Reverb on sub-frequencies can destroy clarity fast. So filter the return, or keep the bass muted during the transition. A breakdown that still has too much sub-energy usually won't mix well, and it won't give the next track enough room if a DJ wants to blend. Also, compare your processed breakdown against the raw loop often. That's a really useful habit. It's easy to get excited and keep adding more effect, but the raw loop is your reality check. If the FX version sounds huge but loses the groove, pull it back. You want atmosphere, not confusion. If you want to push it further, try resampling the FX chain. Solo the breakdown FX. Record it to a new audio track, and then chop up the best echoes and tails. Reverse them, layer them, or use them as custom transition elements. That's a very authentic DNB workflow and can lead to some really unique results. Another great trick is to keep one ghost version of the drum pattern underneath the wash. High pass it heavily, compress it, and blend it very quietly. That keeps the listener's rhythmic memory alive even when the main drums are stripped out. It's subtle, but it can make the breakdown feel much more connected to the groove. For darker jungle vibes, keep your FX dark. Roll off the top end on the delay and reverb, and don't make the breakdown too shiny. Old school energy usually lives in that murky, pressure-filled zone. It should feel like it's pulling the room inward, not floating off into polished modern gloss. So to recap, here's the core method: build a clean drum foundation. Create a parallel effects layer with filter, saturation, delay, reverb, and utility. Automate in phrases so the section evolves in a clear way. Use blend controls instead of abrupt switches. Keep the low end under control, and make sure the breakdown gives the DJ space to mix while still keeping the vibe moving. The key takeaway is this: in jungle and old school DNB, a breakdown is not just a pause. It's a controlled shift in energy. It should feel like the track is opening up, hollowing out, and then snapping back with purpose. If you automate with intention and keep the groove legible, your FX chain blend breakdown will feel powerful, mix-friendly, and properly danceable-ready. If you want, I can also turn this into a bar-by-bar automation script or a step-by-step Ableton rack setup next.